on your mind hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, the opportunity you have to let us know what's on your mind on this very radio station. 550K Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and our Bakken affiliates, KTGO 1090 Radio and KLTC 1460. My name is Scott Hennen. Right there for a final day for, 10 days? This is your last chance, ladies and gentlemen, to have a word with Todd Mitchell, KFIRE's radio guy.
And in fact, if it's to keep me from going to the altar, you got far less than that.
Yes, that's right.
Saturday night.
Saturday, he'll be walking the plank. No.
Sneak preview of what we're going to do. I'm going to skip to the Bay City Rollers as I go to the altar.
Are you really?
No one. Kidding?
Anyway, Todd.
I don't think the church would have approved that one.
Todd's about to be married off on Saturday, so he will be off tomorrow, Friday, and next week, then honeymooning in Cancun. Who would have thought you needed to go to Cancun to warm up in May, for crying out loud, but you do. Anyway, welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the program today. 800-228-0550. We'll give you that number again in just a moment, nice and slow, so if it's not your speed dial yet, it will be. This hour on the program, later on this hour, we're going to chat with a fellow by the name of Dr. Duke Pesta. You may remember that name as being a suggested guest from listeners who are opponents of the Common Core Education Standards. Because Dr. Duke Pesta is in the University of Wisconsin system and is a nationwide expert opponent to Common Core. Folks said, you've got to get this guy on when he comes. Well, he's coming later for appearances in Bismarck and in Fargo. We thought we'd get him on a week ahead of that so you can hear what he has to say and then decide whether you want to attend one of those events. So that'll happen. 10 o'clock hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the talk radio town halls we do each and every Wednesday. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Is it deer licenses? North Dakota Game and Fish yesterday set this fall's deer season to open November 7th with the lowest amount of deer licenses since 1980, only 48,000 licenses. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but I do believe the vast majority of the deer hunting enthusiasts want the Game and Fish Department to take the necessary steps to rebuild the deer herd, right? And how do you do that? Well, you reduce the number of doe licenses. That's been done. So Game and Fish folks think they have found the number that will work, and nobody's probably surprised and are expecting widespread support from the deer hunting community. Are they right? Tell me what you think. Craig Cobb got a plea deal yesterday from Grant County. Assistant State's Attorney Todd Schwartz being roundly criticized by folks from Leith, upset, calling this a failure of justice, saying Craig Cobb made their lives a living hell and he's walking the streets today. Do you support the decision? The NBA yesterday comes out and says, hey, Mr. L.A. Clipper owner Donald Sterling, see ya, you're banned for life. You owe us $2.5 million, and we would kind of like the league owners to have you sell the team. Interesting debate that is emerging as part of this. Some people saying, what about this guy's privacy rights? I mean, he's clearly a jerk. But his girlfriend sort of recorded him with the intent of getting this out, right?
Illegal under California law, right?
By the way, do you know this mistress girlfriend of his? The guy's married.
I know.
And he goes to games with his...
That's the funny thing. All weekend long, it's my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. Then, the next day, all of a sudden, this wife surfaces that we kind of didn't realize.
We first criticized him, and then Sanchez
maybe they have an open marriage. I mean, she didn't seem to be very critical of him having a mistress.
Yeah.
So maybe they have an open marriage. I don't know.
I don't know, but to me, that's...
It was already weird, so why not get to that level of weirdness?
His comments to his girlfriend, the bigoted comments about, why are you bringing these black people to the game? Why are you posting pictures of black... every bit as offensive as Mr. I'm going to go to the game with my girlfriend and marry... Anyway.
You know what I think? I think what's on your mind should have guest hosts for someday when you and I are gone and have Cobb and Sterling co-host the show and take open lines
maybe
for 2 hours.
Maybe not.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. So that's in the news. And what else? Benghazi. I believe this is a smoking email. This probably will come up with Congressman Kevin Cramer. But
you left your laptop on too long? A smoking email?
Smoking email.
Wow.
Rather than a smoking gun, We have a smoking email, and despite repeated requests for disclosure and transparency and all the dialogue about Benghazi, one of the National Security Strategic Communication Deputy Assistants to the President wrote an email saying, we got to coach up Susan Rice on what she says, and let's just blame this on the video, and all the stuff. People said, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? They have finally been caught at. So, interesting there.
That took long enough.
And down in Oklahoma, they had a horrific situation with a death row inmate who was put to death, and the whole thing was botched. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
So there's now a hold on any further executions down in Oklahoma, but that rather ugly situation. I personally am against the death penalty. You know, because I call myself consistently pro-life, and this is a personal opinion that I have. But, you know, this guy obviously buried his girlfriend alive or his wife alive. I forget what. I mean, he did some horrific, horrible things. But, you know, obviously you should.
So you're that pro-life?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll give you the consistency factor. I'll give you that.
Well, I wasn't originally because, I separated the two, but I've always said to be consistent, to, you know, if you don't believe it's man's role to take life, in this case, how can you then say it's okay there? Well, some people say, well, because they're criminals. Well,
right. Some people are perfectly willing to put people to death for things that maybe they shouldn't be, but I'm thinking if you kill a bunch of people and it's painfully obvious, then maybe you need to be considered for that. But, hey, I'll give you credit for being consistent.
There you go. That's how I've come to that opinion. But anyway, that sometimes puts me at odds with the listeners.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, what's on your mind? Now you know what's on mine. What's on yours? 800-228-0550. And Jim in Fargo wants to take exception on the death penalty. That's the last thing I brought up in my mind. All this litany of things from Craig Cobb's slap on the wrist to deer licenses to Sterling in the NBA to, that's all right. That's why we ask. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind? Take it away.
Well, actually, Scott, it's Tim, by the way. And actually, I'm not going to take exception with you. I want to just affirm that you're right on with the death penalty. 3 points. Number one. Jesus did repudiate the eye for the eye, the tooth for tooth in the Sermon on the Mount. So we do not have to kill in that sense. Number two, the only reason we would have the death penalty our faith teaches is this. If that's the only way to keep society safe. So that's why the church teaches that only in rare, rare circumstances, if you're in some kind of a, you know, wild situation in society where there's no other way to keep people safe from a killer, then it is okay to use the death penalty, but not in our society. And the third thing is, and the big reason why this is all happening is this. We always need to give the human person an opportunity to reform their life and turn back to God. For instance, look at the good thief. He was, put to death for his crimes. That was a punishment back then. But Jesus says you're going to be with me in paradise. The idea is this. Yes, we need to serve our earthly injustices. So if we're locked up for life, so be it. But we still have an opportunity to turn our lives to Christ and make things better. So those are the 3 points.
Good points, Tim. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Mike Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, I wanted to call in after Ken talked to Congressman Kramer, but I'm not going to be able to do so. But you've heard a lot lately on the news about rail car shortage and this big demand for trains. Hauling quantities. My question is you got BNSF Railroad, which runs through pretty much the whole state of North Dakota. They're adding hundreds of locomotives, adding hundreds of rail cars. And then on the other hand, you've got another railroad, Class 1 railroad, operating in the state of North Dakota, Canadian Pacific, which you don't really hear a whole lot about. And my question is you got BN adding all this stuff to their railroad, and on the other hand, you got Canadian Pacific, which has cut thousands of jobs over the last year, anywhere from clerical to track maintenance to people actually operating these trains. They're selling off all their locomotives, they're leasing out all their locomotives, and selling off as many rail cars as they possibly can. I mean, it doesn't make sense why one railroad would be so short that the other one is laying off people and selling everything they possibly sell.
I wasn't aware of that, but do you want us to specifically address that question to Congressman Kramer when he joins us on the 10 o'clock hour to see if, what are you suggesting, that maybe CP has some assets BNSF could use or what?
Well, yeah, but, why is one railroad busy and the other one It doesn't really make sense, I guess, because both of them run, you know, pretty much across the whole state of North Dakota. So.
Interesting. We'll ask him that question, see if he has an answer. I've made a note here, Mike, and you can listen to the replay later tonight or check back with us tomorrow. We'll try to summarize his answer for you, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. By the way, if you do want to get a question in for Congressman Kramer, and you, like in Mike's case, can't wait around and be there, you can always call 855-200-1776 and press extension 1. Or, for that matter, when you call the regular number, 800-228-0550, you have an option of 1 to leave a message or 2 to join us on the air. So don't be afraid to ask your questions ahead of time. Kate in Minnesota, Joe and Fortuna when we come back on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Tell us, 800-228-0550. Eric Erickson, who writes for Red State, has an interesting post up that I've read today. And he's referring to an op-ed that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote about this Donald Sterling guy, the owner of the L.A. Clippers. And he's talking about the fact that Donald Sterling is obviously a terrible person, but we've known that for a long time. He's been sued repeatedly for race-based discrimination, settled those cases, married, taking his mistress to games, which too many people find acceptable. But what's more, it's pretty apparent his mistress goaded Sterling into saying what he said for motivations that are still not necessarily clear, Erickson writes. We're all upset by the NSA, as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar points out, but some are gleeful about what this lady did. But again, we already knew Donald Sterling was a terrible person and the NBA repeatedly failed to act. Repeatedly. They only did so after the public outrage over these remarks driven by the press. Then it was a race to see who could be outraged by them the most. Now the mob wants Donald Sterling's team forcibly removed from him, which would earn him several hundred million dollars in the process. Okay, that's fine. Donald Sterling signed up to be an NBA owner. He knew the terms of the deal, and they knew he was a terrible person and let it go and on until public outrage finally forced their hand. The incident that sets precedence is never the problem. The precedence, however, is now that if an NBA owner is outed as saying privately things that offend publicly while being taped, the mob could force the NBA to force him to give up his team, fine him, and ban him for life. Again, Sterling isn't being punished for being racist. We already knew his history. This is interesting, because basically what they're talking about here is when the whole issue of privacy is going to be brought in here. It's a different angle on the story. It's kind of interesting. I'll post this on Facebook if you want to read that article. All right, back to the calls here. Who has been waiting the longest? I believe we have Kate on West Central Minnesota listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Kate, you're up.
Yeah, say I just want to make a comment about this Clippers owner. I think Americans ought to be terrified to the ends of their toes that if they say anything that offends someone, that folks can go after them and take away a private asset. And, you know, that can be anything. I mean, we all are property owners. It doesn't have to be an NBA team. It can be land. It can be a well, you know, oil well. Just folks better start thinking about this and realizing what's in process here.
So you're with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on this one. Everybody's upset by the NSA, but gleeful about what this lady did.
I think this lady is she's kind of scummy, but I don't think anybody has the right to take a private asset from someone over what they say.
Yeah, the difference there, though, in the private asset being taken away is that sort of, you know, in this case, an NBA owner agrees to a certain set of standards, right? So it isn't like Kate Trucking, you said something offensive and the mob says, we're going to take Kate's trucking company away from her because, you know, you're a private business owner. In this case, the NBA has some rules, so I understand how that can happen. What Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is saying in this piece, which, by the way, is a Time magazine entitled Welcome to the Finger-Wagging Olympics. It's time to take a look at ourselves and our collective moral outrage in the mirror, is what he says. And a little different angle on this. But I do agree with you, Kate, that the mob mentality and the pile-on here, especially in this case when everything was known about this guy, is something to watch carefully. Appreciate your call. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Your take on any and all topics today on What's on Your Mind. Welcome, Joe, in Fortuna, listening on 1090 KTGO Radio. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Swell.
Well, sir, you made a comment about pro-life, and I agree with that in some aspects. You don't want to execute anyone that could be innocent, but when someone's obviously guilty of murder and has killed people, being pro-life, you want to execute that person. Just like if someone would have killed Hitler, then we would have 6 million Jews still on the planet. So that was just my simple comment there. When there is a plain fact murder, then I am all for public execution or execution.
Yeah. Remember Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Some great books have been written about. In fact, he and others plotted to do just that, to kill Hitler to save, obviously, what was happening there, and ended up, of course, being killed himself as a result. The plot got revealed and setting bombs. I love the stories about Bonhoeffer. So he reminded me of that particular situation when they tried to do just exactly that. Here is the case of Drew Shedeen was a good one to test this theory, because Drew Shedeen, of course, the UND college student, Alfonso Rodriguez, her murderer. In the case of Alfonso Rodriguez, actually, he was presented by the prosecutors an opportunity to have the death penalty removed as a possible punishment if he would, in fact, say where her body was, and he wouldn't do it. So he picked his own punishment. And in the case of that particular case, which was famously prosecuted by then the U.S. attorney in North Dakota, Drew Wrigley, that was Drew Wrigley putting a question before a jury that ultimately made the decision based on a law on the books. So I'm not suggesting that, you know, that we disregard the laws on the books. What I am suggesting is that to be consistently pro-life, I have to disagree with that punishment being available if we can protect society another way. And in the case of people who do bad, horrible things, lock them up for life versus deciding we as humans can take their life.
I understand that, but it is somewhat of a discouragement. Some people don't value their life whatsoever, so it won't discourage them. But on the slight chance for the few marginal ones that it will, it is worth the effort. And by the way, the type of execution should be a choice, just like there was a gentleman, I believe it was Gary something in the 70s, that chose to have a firing squad. It was the last American firing squad that took place in the early 70s or mid 70s, I believe. I mean, if we want to have it more humane, I mean, the bullet is for sure thing.
Right. Well, again, I'm not so much in the humane. I mean, number one, obviously, they need to figure out what happened, what went bad in Oklahoma. It ought to be humanely administered. I'm just talking about philosophically having a difference. But when it's on the books, they have to do what the law calls for. Joe, appreciate the call. Craig Cobb is on the phone and wants to talk to me.
Hi, good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
Craig, thank you for calling today. What did you want to talk to me about?
Sure. Well, I listen to KFIRE very regularly in Mercer County Jail, and I listen to the Bill Cunningham show on Sunday evenings. And Bill, a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about President Obama and Jay-Z, the famous billionaire rapper, hate rapper, being best friends and how they text back and forth. And then there was a New York Post story about Jay-Z owning an NBA team, I guess in Brooklyn, and he was wearing this medallion, which is a 5 percenter medallion. Now, the 5 percenters are an offshoot of the black Muslims who believe that whites are devils and that they are both physically and, more specifically, intellectually inferior. And so this is not really publicized too much, but Bill, on his show, forgot to mention that Malbo and Muhammad, the snipers, were 5 percenters, too. So here we have a billionaire NBA owner, a little bit like Mr. Sterling, and he's a member of a famous hate group, and he's the best friends with the President of the United States. They text and talk back and forth on the phone all day long.
Yeah, interesting connection. Can you hang on, Craig? I want to ask you about some of the comments regarding your deal leave the jail. All right, let's talk about that when we come back. And then, of course, we have a visiting guest that's going to be talking about Common Core in the state next week joining us as well. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. In Tioga. Pinnacle. Serving excellence.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at Herbal Healer. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The hour with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Dr. Duke Pesta will join us in just a couple of minutes. He will be visiting North Dakota in the coming days to talk about Common Core. He's an expert on it. Some opponents of Common Core brought him to town, brought him to the state, rather, be both in Bismarck and in Fargo. So we can visit with him a little bit about that and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the Common Core issue as well on the program. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the full hour. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall Day. Your questions or comments welcome now, if you'd like, in advance at 800-228-0550. Just press 1, leave your message, question, comment for Congressman Cramer. We'll get it in next hour. All right, before the break, Craig Cobb had called into the program to talk about an issue that he'd heard on a different program. I wanted to ask you, Craig, about reaction from folks in Leith to what they call a failure of justice in your plea deal. Lee Cook, Leith councilman, said you made their lives a living hell, and you're walking the streets today, so they're not happy with the plea that allowed you to have all but one of the felony charges reduced to a misdemeanor, also time served and 4 years probation. What's your reaction to the reaction from folks in Leith?
When that newcomer moved to Leith about 3 months after I did, I waved a country high to him every time I was in town, and in return I got flipped off, Scott. And as a matter of fact, three of the complainants, the original complainants, made a sort of a hobby of coming by, even when five children were in the front yard of our house, and instigating a problem with PTSD victim McKinnon Dutton, who operated a 50 caliber machine gun in Iraq for our forces there. And so I think that was really wrong to treat a veteran like that. But secondly, sir, they made these false statements, which were effectively spread by the Bismarck Tribune, which is a really yellow journalism rag, and Lauren Donovan. And that is that we walked and faced it. Now, those charges were dropped in the preliminary because Deborah Henderson's video proved that those were false. But the complainants girlied that up and, made that dramatic mindset in people's minds. It's just a false creation, a whole mirage that they purposely injected.
So news reports.
They're lucky they weren't prosecuted, actually, Scott, because the statute says that anyone who makes a false claim under this statute is himself guilty of terrorism.
News reports about the hearing yesterday suggested that you expressed regret for your actions. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. And I do express regret. I express them here again today. But the people in this country need to learn that there's a whole sort of Saul Alinsky verbal code which is followed to create an environment in this country in which these sorts of things can flourish. You know, people have property rights. I had them just as Cliven Bundy had them. And they're terrorizing people in this country with this term hate, which is not even codified, although it was mentioned in my PSI. You know, there's no medical definition of it yet, hatred. And it's a really kind of a dumbed down attitude towards things. And I'll tell you something else, if I may, Scott. If these past 50 years, I've been alive 62, and I saw it since I was a young boy interested in civics. If European Americans in our nation had not been subjected to a demonization for any time we try to specifically lobby for our group's interests the same way every other ethnic group in this country is allowed to do with impunity, then perhaps things wouldn't have gotten to this dangerous level. You know, I just listened to the Death of Money, this author on the Jim Bohannon Show, also on KFAR, Scott, and this gentleman says a lot that the neo-fascism is to come. That's what he calls it. But if so, it'll be adopted by our current communist rulers nationally, you know.
I want to also ask you about the mayor of Leith, who said that he wanted you to serve at least 4 years in prison, which would make it more difficult for you to contact your cronies who've made threats towards Leith.
Wait, please. First of all, that's more of Lauren Donovan's yellow journalism. If those threats have been made, he should contact his local Sheriff Steve Bay, as I did when the death threats were made against me very regularly, or when people came into town and shot in the air at night. And he should express those threats to Steve Bay, and then Mr. Schwartz will prosecute them.
My point is, I know that as part of this deal, you turned some of your property back over to the city, but some of the property also went to... Yeah.
I have to inject, not turn back over. That too, is a Marxian term. It's not back over. They never owned it, sir. People have property rights in this country.
Okay, but do I understand that some of your property that you once owned now is in the possession of the community in Leith?
Yes, sir. I gifted it to them. That's correct.
Okay, so you gifted it to them, but also some other property went to individuals who share your views.
Well, they had that before, sir, so unfortunately, you know, you can call them haters till the Clive and Bundy's cows come home, but they have the right to keep that property. I'm so sorry that our country works like that. Maybe you can do to him what they're doing to Mr. Sterling, who I think is Jewish, by the way, because he's given them a lot of money to Jewish causes.
Well, my question to you is, do you know what they have in the way of plans for that property?
No, sir. I have no idea.
Okay. Final question, Craig. There's some talk of you leaving for Missouri. Do you plan to not be in North Dakota, not be in Leith any longer?
Oh, no, I'm not in Leith at all. Please don't insert that. I have a GPS on me right now. I'm certainly not in Leith, not going to Leith, and I'm not ever going to return to Leith.
Yeah, and that's
important. Why don't they bring Jay-Z there and have him Leith on the lawn? I think the Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to get a diversity fair going there annually.
No, I understand. Obviously, part of your plea deal, you can't go within 500 yards of Leith, as I understand.
Yeah, but how about Jay-Z coming out? Maybe President Obama, too.
Yeah, just a whole other.
I used to look on Reverend Jeremiah Wright's website right when Mr. Obama first announced, and they had the 7 or 8 or 12 points of Afrocentrism, where Mr. Obama attended that church for 20 years.
Okay, back to your case, though, Craig. Are you planning to leave North Dakota for good?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that contingent upon you being able to serve out your probation in Missouri?
Yeah, there's a compact between all the states that occurs. But still the states have to okay it.
Got it. All right. Anything else you want to say before we let you go regarding your particular case or this saga and this battle with officials in Leith?
Yeah, there's a term in the Soviet Union and China they used to have for what's going on in the Soviet Union. It's called a Perekhovka, which is reform through labor. In the United States, in my PSI, they called it cognitive restructuring, you see. And in China, during the Cultural Revolution, they called it something else. But you know, these Marxian terms such as give back, which you're quick to jump on, and a lot of people do, these propagandistic techniques are repeatedly and constantly injected into the English language in our nation, and we'd better live up to them, or else we're going to get the neo-fascism that came from the communism, and it's coming. Just read The Death of Money.
Craig, thanks for answering our questions today. And giving us your take on a few other things in the news. Craig Cobb, yesterday, released from prison after, what have you been there since, what, November? Calling in, which delayed slightly our conversation with Dr. Duke Pesta, who joins us now to talk about his visit to North Dakota. Dr. Pesta, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Any questions on Common Core are welcome for our guest at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tell us about what you do in the University of Wisconsin system and your time studying this issue of the Common Core education standards.
I am a professor of English, university professor of English. I'm also the academic director of Freedom Project Education, which is an online homeschool for moms and dads who want to seek to move their kids out of public school initiatives like Common Core.
What is the motive of Common Core in your view?
It's a complicated topic. If you ask me to boil down in one word what the premise of Common Core is, it's not education. It's not A, B's, and C's, and 1, 2's, and 3's. It's ultimately statism. It is the overall sociological program to convince your kids that they belong primarily to the government and not to family, certainly.
Is the intent of the supporters of Common Core, are their hearts in the right place and that they want improvements in education and it's just a disagreement about how you get there? Or do they have, in your view, some sort of stealth goal to get to, like you say, control?
Yeah, I think the ultimate goal is stealth. I think it's a sociological reprogramming of our kids and a fundamental outlook of the way they're taught history, about the history of their country, the way they're taught how to work, the way they're taught the relationship of the individual to government. I think that's first and foremost what it is. As far as the actual educational program of Common Core, that's not all that new. It's No Child Left Behind. It goes back 50 years. It's outcome-based education. It's one-size-fits-all education. It's high-stakes testing. It's more of the same failed education policies of the last 50 years. What differentiates Common Core, again, is this naked sociological overtake that sort of dominates the philosophy of it.
So in order for it to be a rather bold goal of statism and ultimately of saying, hey, kids belong to the government, not you pesky parents, you'd have to have a pretty wide buy-in from, you know, local school boards to state officials to obviously the ultimate designers, if you will, the folks that have been part of the program. And I will grant you this. They've gone a long way to say, oh, this is state-based, when in fact that was sort of labeling, right, to be able to avoid the critics. So there's certainly been some things that have been suspect in all of this. And once some sunshine's applied, states like Indiana and others have said, wait a minute, we want to back out of this. But do you think it goes so far as to local school board members or local school officials, superintendents, principals, you know, folks in the education community supported buying into this larger concern that you have?
No, I don't believe that. I believe that if you look at the top-down way it was implemented, the entire standards were written behind closed doors by two Washington lobbyist groups. They were funded to the tune of, well, right now, $2.5 billion by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The only way the state even got this, the state did not participate in this until after the standards were written and validated. The reason the states got them is because the federal government created the Race to the Top program, where back in 2008, 2009, they basically gave taxpayer money to the states. One example, New York received $700 million through Race to the Top. And the only proviso for every state, 46 states took that money, Race to the Top money. And the only proviso in taking that money back in 08, 09, 010, the only proviso was that if you take the Race to the Top funds, you have to accept the Common Core state standards when they are finally written.
So the local folks in your view are victims of a grand scheme, yes, that they're not recognizing.
Well, exactly. And to say they're not recognizing it, well, number one, it's a big left initiative. It comes from the federal government. It's Obama, the Department of Education, Race to the Top, Bill and Melinda Gates. So to say that the state and local officials are ignorant is not exactly true.
Okay, hold that thought if you would. Dr. Duke Pest is with us, University of Wisconsin, a professor who, by the way, will be in Bismarck, 7 p.m. at the Ramada, Fargo, on May the 8th at the Ramada, and also in Fargo on May 9th. Kelly, and tell you more about that. South Dakota visit plan, too, coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, Don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. By the way, we encourage your questions. For our farmers and ranchers, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau gets us answers. So we ask why farmers do what they do. Actually, you're the ones that ask. You say, hey, why do farmers do what they do? And we get you answers right here on the program. Simple as that. And you can go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org. That's the website. And on the Contact Us page, leave your questions. Somebody recently said, I want to know why farmers worry so much about estate taxes. So Nathan from Glasson, a farmer, answered that question for us. Nathan, tell us why that's a concern.
Because it is a tax on the transfer of assets and property at the time of their death. The estate tax burdens farmers because agriculture involves the use of many capital assets, such as land and equipment. Farming is generally a generational occupation where a farmer during his lifetime builds his assets and hopes to pass them on to a family member to continue the operation for the future. In many cases, a farmer is forced to sell land or equipment to generate the cash required to satisfy the tax obligation. The result is a new farmer has fewer acres and equipment to produce the crops. The worst case would be that a farmer doesn't have enough assets to continue the farming operation in a manner that allows agriculture to be his primary occupation.
All right, Nathan, appreciate the answer. Nathan, by the way, farms near Glaston. And if you have a question on why farmers do what they do, ndfb.org, your farm bureau. Bringing egg home, ndfb.org. Thanks, Nathan. Back with Dr. Duke Pesta, professor at the University of Wisconsin, who is traveling the country explaining the realities of Common Core. He will be in Bismarck 7 p.m. May 8th at the Ramada, in Fargo at 7 p.m. May 9th at the Kelly Inn on Main, and in Eureka, South Dakota at 2 o'clock on May 10th in the school gymnasium. Ryan Bismarck, your question for Dr. Duke Pesta and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Ryan.
I wanted to clarify a statement that I heard about Race to the Top funds. And I know that North Dakota did not accept Race to the Top funds in as part of adopting these standards.
All right. Specific question for Dr. Pesta on that?
Well, I was wondering where he had come up with the idea that North Dakota had accepted federal funds.
I never said that. What I said is that the states that initially took the 46 states that are in Common Core right now have received money from the federal government in one way or another, not necessarily through the initial grant of the Race to the Top application money, but there's been all sorts of federal subsidies coming to states who've taken Common Core, regardless of whether they took initial Race to the Top money. And I do not know if North Dakota's particular status, but I never did say that they were part of the initial application.
No, and I apologize. When you said 46 states, I knew that only 46 states had adopted the standards. So I figured
right.
We must have been in there. But North Dakota did not apply for Race to the Top.
That's exactly right. I'll take your word for that if you say so. But what happened with Race to the Top is that there were a number of application deadlines. So the first few applications went to a limited number of states. Subsequent applications involved more. And then for all those states that did not qualify for Race to the Top money for whatever reason, the feds provided all sorts of other monies through various channels to help with the implementation of Common Core. And if I may comment on something, we got cut off by the hard break before with the commercial. I didn't quite finish my answer, which I think ties into this, that I do not believe that the state and local authorities, the administrators who have taken Common Core or are helping to implement it, I do not believe that they signed on to it for the ideological components. I believe that what they signed on for is this huge influx of federal money to all the states that have it as a result of taking it. It's for the state and local level, it's much more about this sweeping influx of federal money than it is particularly about any ideological perspective.
And when that happens, Dr. Pesta, is there no turning back? In other words, can the local school boards not be the firewall against the things you're most concerned about?
Well, they should be. I think if they were taking a long view of Common Core, whatever you think of Common Core, it is undoubtedly true that this is going to relinquish much more control of education in this country to federal government through the national testing schemes, for instance, and through the consequences of having signed up for this program at the federal level anyway. So ultimately, in the long run, what's going to happen is state and local control is going to be vastly diminished, and that's going to be a big problem. It's nice to get the money now. It's nice to have extra funds that you didn't count on to be able to implement things. But the way I look at it, the federal government is basically bribing states to take a set of curriculum standards that are going to be very harmful to state freedoms in the future.
Sorry, Ryan, go ahead. Another question?
I think it's unfair to group North Dakota into other states who have accepted vast millions of dollars in federal funding.
I have not grouped North Dakota with anybody. Oh. I am simply telling you that even if North Dakota did not take Race to the Top money, they have received other federal funds to help them implement Common Core. That's what I said, so please be specific about it. I have never yet said
Here's what I think maybe the best plan might be, Ryan. Let's find someone at the Department of Public Instruction that is most well versed on this. And we've had a number of these folks on the air, whether that's the superintendent or whether that's someone on her staff, and invite them to come on. I understand, Dr. Pesta, you've done that in other states and very often have difficulty getting someone to appear with you. But we'd certainly open that invitation while you're here to have this conversation, so we can go chapter and verse back and forth from the supporters' perspective and your opposition. You're up for that?
It would be my pleasure. I would also say that you don't even necessarily have to involve the school. This is a matter of public record. You can find out quite easily, legislatively, how much money has come to the state for education as a result of it.
Dr. Pesta, we appreciate your time very much. Scratch the surface today. We'll do this again on your visit coming up soon. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Spring means a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's Easy Seed. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.